USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is citing tremendous progress in the development of a coronavirus vaccine and a possible treatment or cure.
This was some big announcements there are coming and have just come out.
Stocks are soaring on Wall Street as investors cheer that potential coronavirus vaccine. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 912 points to finish today at 24,597. President Trump says he's taking the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine after consulting with White House doctors. Dr. Jeanette Neshwal reacts to the news.
It's important to understand, first and foremost, this is an FDA-approved drug. It is not new. It's been around for many years, and he's taking it as a prophylactic preventative measure, which I think is very smart to do.
Dr. Neshwal speaking there on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Attorney General Bill Barr saying on Monday he does not expect an ongoing review of the origins of the Russia investigation to lead to a criminal investigation of former President Barack Obama or former Vice President Joe Biden.
Our concern over potential criminality is focused on others.
A lot of this also stems back to the unmasking of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, to which Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Fox Business,
unmasking is just a form of spying. What's Congress going to do about it? So far, nothing.
The Federal Trade Commission is warning people after complaints that assisted living facilities are forcing patients on Medicaid to turn over their stimulus checks. The agency says some facilities have claimed the $1,200 checks were resources. The FTC says that they cannot take the money that has been received under the CARES Act. Leave It to Beaver actor Ken Osmond dies at the age of 76. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The House passed on Friday a $3 trillion coronavirus relief bill, along with a historic rules change to make remote work easier. But Congress is nowhere close to a deal on the next package, and the House is off until after Memorial Day, and thoughts are that nothing will be done much before July 4th. Republican Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says the bill the Democrats passed on Friday is going nowhere.
No, I'm not crazy about it. Democrats are not crazy about it. Democrats talked about this bill going nowhere. It's really sickening that the Democrats are using this opportunity to enforce their socialism. Remember, what is this bill that they just passed on Friday? Well, it's about pot. It's about prisoners. It's about politicizing election law, prioritizing illegal immigrants and pensions. These are all things that are socialist wish list that they've been trying to pass long before COVID ever came to this land. And that's exactly what they're trying to do, knowing that it will not go anywhere.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo wants professional sports back in New York State and is encouraging major sports teams to plan reopening without fans. Cuomo says the games could be televised and New York State will help major sports franchises.
I want to watch the Buffalo Bills, but I'm still objective. I'm acting as governor. There's no personal agenda here. Yes, I do want to watch the Bills.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.